This is Carl Johnson with another Back Page essay. Gospel music lost a great friend on February the 8th, 2003, when Robert S. Arnold died at the age of 98. Arnold was a gospel music publisher, editor, teacher, and composer. He wrote hundreds of songs, including the 1939 classic, No Tears in Heaven. I first met Mr. Arnold several years ago during a meeting in Abilene, Texas. The South Park congregation in Abilene, small in number, but I learned to love those good brethren, and they kept calling me back for meetings for about every year over a period of 10 or 15 years. In May of 1994, I conducted an eight-day meeting there, and the crowds were pretty small the first half of the meeting, but on Thursday night, things started to pick up. We had several visitors from surrounding congregations, and we had some visitors from the community. Among the visitors that I had never seen before was a small, elderly man with a head full of white hair. He had a hearing aid in each ear, was wearing a print shirt buttoned all the way up to the top button, and a pair of casual slacks. He sat down on the second row, directly behind where I was sitting. Yeah, I didn't think much about this old gentleman at first, but when the song service began, he began to sing with one of the most beautiful, clear, tenor voices that I've ever heard. I could tell by the way he enunciated his words and the way he controlled his breathing that he knew what he was doing. And I know that we're commanded in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15 to sing with the Spirit and with the understanding also. But I must confess that I was a little bit distracted by this fella, by the beauty of his voice and the precision of his singing mechanics. Later in the song service, one of the brethren led a song with an alto lead, and the old gentleman switched from singing tenor and began to sing the alto lead in full voice, not in falsetto. I still get goosebumps when I recall the experience. Well, after I gave my sermon and services were dismissed, I went immediately to this old gentleman and told him that I wanted to meet him. I introduced myself, and he told me that his name was Robert S. Arnold. The name really didn't register with me when I first heard it, but one of the brethren was standing by, and he said, "Oh, Carl," he said, "Mr. Arnold is the owner of National Music Publishing." Said he's an editor, a publisher, he's a songwriter. Said he wrote No Tears in Heaven. Well, I honestly was just kind of flabbergasted and kind of at a loss as to what to say. And so I just asked him, I said, "Well, do you know Linwood Smith?" Obviously, Linwood, the best-known songwriter and publisher in our brotherhood at the time. And he said, "Oh, yes, I've known Linwood for years." He said, "In fact, we just made a deal on a song just recently." I said, "Well, I'm here to tell you, Mr. Arnold, you're a better singer than Linwood." And he laughed. We went across the street to the Golden Corral with a couple of brethren. We ate dinner together. We visited for about 2 hours. I found him to be gracious, witty, the possessor of a wonderful sense of humor, and a brilliance for the mechanics of vocal music. He told me at the time that he was 89. It was just amazing. Incidentally, I immediately got in touch with Linwood and told him about this encounter, and I told Linwood what I said. Linwood just laughed, and he said, "You're right. He's a better singer than I am." You could hum a tune to Mr. Arnold, and he could write the music notation down on the staff as quickly as his hand could move. It was like watching a secretary taking dictation of a letter by shorthand. As a publisher, he was constantly faced with people bringing him songs, as was Linwood, in hopes of getting them published in one of his books. He said that on one occasion, a woman with a charismatic religious background came to him and handed him a song and gushed, "Oh, Mr. Arnold, would you please publish this song? The Lord gave it to me." He said he took one look at it and he chuckled to himself, "I can see why the Lord wanted to get rid of it. This is terrible." Well, we struck up a friendship, and we kept in touch by phone and by mail. When I was in Abilene for meetings, he would drive up from his farm near Coleman and spend the last Sunday of the meeting with me. We would usually end up getting a quartet together, and we'd spend part of the afternoon singing, always including the song No Tears in Heaven, with Mr. Arnold singing the alto part. He was highly esteemed in the world of gospel music. He was honored on a nationally syndicated television program for his many contributions to this field. He was inducted into the Southern Gospel Music Hall of Fame. He was a sought-after guest lecturer at colleges and universities. He taught a lot of singers their first rudiments of music, including many of our brethren and celebrities such as Dwayne Allen, the lead singer of the Oak Ridge Boys. I was surprised to learn that he taught Elbert and Reen Phillips their first lessons on how to sing shaped notes. And Elbert, in turn, taught my three older sisters how to sing shaped notes when the Phillips family lived in Ada. And my sisters remain among the best sight readers of shaped notes that I know. Linwood told me that Mr. Arnold was always asked to sing a solo at the annual National Convention, and he said he usually would sing either No Tears in Heaven or Just a Rose Will Do. And Linwood, his voice breaking with emotion, added, "You know, the old gentleman always gets a standing ovation." Well, in spite of all the recognition and acclaim he received, Arnold remained a humble man living a simple lifestyle. He lived on his farm alone. His wife died in 1988, and he worked about 25 head of cattle until near the time of his death. One thing that Arnold and the late Dorsey Yarbrough, a fellow songwriter and teacher, lamented over the past several years is that people just don't seem interested in learning the rudiments of music anymore, especially shaped notes. Consequently, they worry that the ability to sing shaped notes is becoming a lost art. It is encouraging, therefore, to see a renewed interest in learning to sing shaped notes among our youngsters in our brotherhood, thanks in part to the revival of Yarbrough's singing school by Philip Prince.